Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today, we are going to talk about an interesting topic as to why people fight with themselves and others, and why people are so competitive, and it seems like they're at war with themselves and the world and all kinds of events and situations. We are going to focus on the warrior complex, or the warrior syndrome. The fact that many of us, if not all of us, have come from past lives when we were fighters, warriors, battlers, generals, leaders, whatever. And now we have come back to 1989 and we're supposed to try to control ourselves, right? But that always isn't the case. Actually, oftentimes we do find that it's difficult to try to organize and manage and try to make sure that we are stable and centered and grounded. And for that reason, we do get ourselves in a lot of trouble. A lot of people, that after this show, when you're done listening to this topic, you'll be able to identify for sure if you fit the warrior complex, what you can do to overcome this type of karma, and what happens if you don't embrace this karma, if you don't do something about it. So very, very interesting topic. Now, let's focus on warrior-type personalities, okay? And first of all, we can actually see the legacy of the historical vibration on this planet, of the warrior vibration that exists all over our culture, everywhere, not only in this nation, but all over the planet. The sports, okay, the competitive sports, the competition, the win ethic, and it's almost like wars from the past are being replayed here in the present, but instead of people having to die, what they're doing is they're just competing. And you know what? This is actually a very healthy way for a warrior from a past life. A guy like Magic Johnson, that might have been a great general in the Civil War, believe it or not, a guy like that could have been President Grant or Robert E. Lee, and here he comes back in this life to work out his karma, to do something for this planet, to help the United Negro College Fund, to become one of the world's greatest basketball players, and he's actually channeling this warrior energy from past lives in a very healthy, philosophical, philanthropical way. And that's why he's such a happy guy, and that's why his life is so good right now. Many of us do not embrace this ethic, this reincarnational ethic, and this legacy that we bring with us. You know, a lot of us do relate to the fact that we are, in fact, warriors. A lot of us do relate to the possibility that we might have been involved in several conflicts and wars where people died or where we killed others. And this might not necessarily be the type of karma that is good. And I'll tell you why. Because even though war is supposed to have rules, unfortunately, and especially if you've seen the movie Casualties of War that's out right now with Sean Penn and Michael J. Fox, which is just a very horrific reflection of the Vietnam War, then you'll be aware that a lot of crime goes on during wars that either goes unseen or unheard of. And as warriors, we bring this karma back with us into current future lifestyles. And many of us, in our competitive ethic, you know, as warriors, even though we don't have the guns or the knives or the swords or whatever, we still live our lives so competitive, bending the truth if necessary, manipulating and charming others, taking advantage of others, and leaving victims in our wake for quest of power, love, money, relationships, or whatever. So the warrior ethic does not die. It just changes. And just like we're fighting a battle here in the 20th and 21st century, and there's different types of victims and different types of battle situations. But you know, karma is a funny thing, because with karma, we always have to pay a price for our actions, which means that if we do something wrong, and if we do something bad in a past life, something negative, then we're going to have to end up paying the price for that somehow, some way in this lifetime, unless we reverse that energy. Now, you know, we do find that if you take a look at some people, you know, you can walk around and you can see who the warriors are, number one. Number two, you can judge for yourselves or allow them to, if you want, to see if they are in fact tackling this warrior complex and doing something about it. Now, you mind telling me what happens If you don't tackle a warrior complex in your karma, the fact that you have been a soldier or a gladiator or a warrior of some kind in a past life, and you are not tackling this karma, and you're not trying to do something to reverse it and absolve this energy. You know what that means? You see, I know I'm a warrior. I'm totally aware that I was a famous general and admiral in many, many life situations, and that when I came back in this lifetime, it was my just mission to do something to help others. Because if I decided to continue the battle any further, then it just would have compounded my karma, created a lot of mental, physical, and emotional pain, and also might have put myself in a situation where in my next lifetime, or in the rest of this lifetime, I would end up in extreme state of physical pain. And you know, some of the nicest people in the world that you'll meet, and especially people that you've known throughout your whole lifetimes, that typically go through their lives and they love and care for everyone and they're nice for everyone, and then all of a sudden, God forbid, they're like stricken with a dread disease or a dread syndrome of some kind where they end up in the hospital or they end up having to get lots of surgeries or for some reason bad luck befalls them. Okay? And you say to yourself, why is it? Why is it that God or the universe will allow this type of vibration to come down? What's going on here, Farley? That's a question that they ask me. Well, you know, frankly, if you are a warrior from a past life or a soldier, and if you are the type of individual that actually inflicted pain and torture and harm or slashed or killed other people, even slaughtered them or made orders where other people's lives were at forfeit, okay? And you come back in this lifetime, being nice and being good sometimes is not enough. Sometimes what is necessary is for you to actually reach out to humanity, to sometimes the hundreds or thousands of victims that we might be dealing with, okay, that typically you can overall make a peace with in the long run, and by making a peace with these people, that will sort of take the edge off of your karma and allow for your life's mission to be totally fulfilled. So what we're really talking about here is we're talking about someone embracing the fact that they know they're a warrior, and if they understand karma and reincarnational concepts, then typically when they do embrace this energy, then maybe they can do something about it. And that usually means reaching out to hundreds, if not thousands, of other people. More than, you know, it sometimes it takes more than just being nice. You know, sometimes it requires actually doing something for people out there that need help from you. Okay? Now, what happens oftentimes, there's several situations that occur in warrior souls. And a lot of those times, the war never stops. In other words, these people are embattled emotionally and mentally and oftentimes physically. And you'll find people that do not embrace their warrior karma, if they have it, wrapping themselves up in a world of stress. And this energy, this negative energy that is created, actually can become manifest on their bodies. Now, oftentimes, if you're not aware of your spiritual center, and if you're not aware of your warrior karma, okay, and if you're not aware of how to absolve this, if you're not aware of how to be nice to your body and how to promote growth and love and light with people in the world, then what happens is your body starts to show the effects of the karma not being absolved. Now, when I go to hospitals, you know, if I ever go to a hospital to visit someone that's sick and lying there, I can walk down the halls, and for some reason, it feels like I'm in a battle zone. I don't know if you've ever been in a battle zone before. I haven't in this lifetime actually been there, but there's something in my memory banks that reminds me of what it's like to be around people that have been wounded in the trenches or in the battle or whatever, and all these bodies laying there row by row, either dead or suffering or dying, and it's a very, very excruciating experience for me emotionally. But when I go in hospitals, and oftentimes when I do visit people in hospitals, I'll notice that there's so much anger. And there's so much frustration, and oftentimes there's so much stress, and so much ordering around that people do to each other, that oftentimes the situation in hospitals is a reflection that these people have involved themselves into a jangle, a bundle of energy that was never processed. You see, I believe that people can actually protect their health if they learn how to understand karma and work it out and learn how to respect their bodies and their souls and the communion between both, and actually if they learn how to promote spiritual health within. if your life is a war, and it's very important for you to conquer, like if you take a look at some of the motives in your life, and those motives are concerned with conquering and also with overwhelming and with power struggles. And if you take a look at things in your life where you want to hurt other people, where you're vindictive, where you're vengeful, where winning is everything, where actually it affects your health if it's not right. If you get yourself into a position in your life where you know that you are in a struggle, you know, or if you're so frightened that you don't know what to do about it, right? If you get into a situation where there is a seething, a burning, a boiling down deep inside you, even though everybody might think you're a nice person, if you have not embraced your warrior karma and done something about it, you know, oftentimes this is why when a person with a soul like that has to leave this planet, they might end up in the hospital with a cancer or a heart disease or AIDS or some kind of elongated experience because their life was a focus for themselves. Notice a lot of these people, they have the family, they have the middle class or upper class dream, they have the home, the cars, the real estate, the children, they have everything. Then all of a sudden they're 30, they're 40 years old, and their life seems to be failing. It seems to be flickering out. You know, and that's why I think cancer and heart disease and a lot of these dread diseases can be corrected or prevented in an early state because in a way it says something about what's going on with the spirit and the spiritual growth, the spiritual energy here might not be complete. You know, I'm aware that many of us are raised in situations where we are literally required to do things like make money, get married, fall in love, have babies, but I'm sorry, in my opinion, that is not the purpose of life. If I ever didn't have any children, if I had any children at all, what I would focus on those children would be to let them know that the purpose of life is to be secure in the spirit, and that's it. I don't care if they get married, and I don't care if they have children, and as far as money's concerned, that's their karma. And as far as power or any of that's concerned, that's not the issue. What is important is being secure in spirit, and once you reach that security, reflecting it. And that to me would promote spiritual health, mental health, emotional health, physical health, and may secure a more comfortable life cycle and a more comfortable end when that cycle comes to an end. Because so many people are not concerned with the spirit. Because so many people are so busy having a good time. Because so many people are involved in the warrior complex. You know, a lot of soldiers naturally smoke. And we bring that with us from past lives. Did you know that? You ever see a war movie and they're always passing butts? They're always like, hey, you got a butt I can smoke, buddy? You know, and many of us naturally love to smoke. Especially when after we compete. Or especially when we're in the heat of business battles. And this type of stuff destroys the body. If you can take a look at your warrior complex behavior and see the self-destructive and mutual destructive tendencies that can destroy your body in the temple of your soul and create and manifest dread diseases that will kill you in utter pain and agony, right, eventually. And also, you can see how by not doing good things for others. See, there's two things. If you know about this warrior complex, you have a choice. You can either do something about it and take care of yourself and teach the world, or you can not do anything about it and still take care of yourself but not teach the world, but somehow, some way, you still have to pay the bill of the karma that you left from past lives. That's why, don't you see, people that meditate and ground and center themselves and allow the stress to be processed psychically. And people that protect their bodies by not drinking and by not smoking and by keeping their saturated fat and cholesterol levels lower and the animal products they take in their body and the dairy products they take in their body, when they reduce all that energy, when they reduce a lot of the stress and negativity in their lives, when they learn to love themselves and become at peace with themselves, they start to overcome the warrior complex karma. Because being a warrior and killing other people or ordering the deaths of others, you are not peace with yourself or anything. Because we're talking about the number one major blasphemy in this dimension. Killing, murder, for any reason. And you know, this warrior complex is being expressed as I speak all over the world in many different levels of competition. It can be competition in a relationship when both you are warriors from a past lives and just like to fight with each other over it. And there's the karma there, and you can make yourself plenty sick over that. Or you can actually change the level totally and actually end up running over people and hurting them in traffic. or, you know, actually slapping or beating or hitting children or people you know. The warrior complex comes out in many ways. Or maybe you have to be a warrior, so you get involved in a gang when there's violence and guns and fights and all that stuff. Or maybe you really need to be a warrior and end up in Cambodia or in Vietnam or in the Middle East, Lebanon, Iran, you know, where there are actually wars going on. But the warrior complex is obvious all over the planet, and all it needs to be done for us to become at peace with ourselves and the world, and to embrace, you know, this essence of spirit that we truly are, is to understand the warrior complex. Stop the fighting with yourself. Stop the fighting with others. Develop the spiritual priorities and the spiritual inner security that is necessary for inner peace, and reflect it, and it will be contagious. Now, if you live your whole life, I don't care how nice and wonderful your family thinks that you are. If you end up with a dread disease at the end of your life, then oftentimes that's going to say that you have postponed the need for you to reflect love and light to this planet. And some of the most wonderful people we know, like this guy Bartlett Giamatti, the commissioner of baseball, who died after a six-month tenure as a baseball commissioner. And this is a guy who was smoking three packs of cigarettes a day. Does that mean he loved himself? I mean, like, would you put three packs of cigarettes into a baby or into a, your puppy or into a cat? But here's a guy with the responsibility of entire Major League Baseball killing himself. You know, and because he was so hooked on it, because he was so addicted to it, he couldn't turn it around. So here he was at the top of the mountain, and all he did was jump right off. And he was lucky because his end was quick. You know, maybe that's because he resolved something and he did something that was able to reverse the warrior karma in his soul. You know, other people that might have lung cancer or any other kind of diseases from smoking or from drinking or whatever, hey, go down to the hospital and you'll see those warriors lying in bed and they're hurting. And some people, even at the end of their lifetimes, when they see their lives are in danger, or when they see their health's in danger, then they decide they want to start being humanitarian. And then they decide they want to start telling the truth. And then that they decide that they want to actually be in a situation where they can try and do something to help people. But you know what? Sometimes then it's even too late. It makes me wonder oftentimes why a guy like Jerry Lewis, that does so much of his work for MDA, this guy have a heart attack and need a bypass. You know, when that happened to Jerry Lewis, I kind of freaked out. But then someone told me that this guy is a heavy smoker and that he wasn't taking care of his body, of his temple, of his soul. Here he was so concerned with the health of others that he wasn't taking care of his own health. And maybe part of the mission and part of the method to the madness of his lifetime had a lot to do with him learning how to love himself more than just helping others. I'm telling you, karma is complicated, and oftentimes it's not easily resolved. But if you don't take care of your own spiritual center, if you don't take care of your own spiritual body, and if you don't watch what you put into it as far as your thoughts and as far as your vibrations and as far as your aspirations are concerned, then I'll tell you, when that karma catches up with you in this barbaric society, you just become the victim of the American Medical Association. You end up in the hospital with all these tubes and such, and dying and leaving this dimension may not be a very pleasant experience, I'll tell you. So, you know, that's why it's very important that we understand that this planet has been littered with competition, with warfare, with all kinds of win ethic throughout world history. And there's 5 billion of us alive now on this planet. We have all come back. All the warriors. I mean, do you think that all the angels are reborn on this planet? Oh no. The angelic beings, the people that are of a highly evolved spiritual nature, they're gone. They've ascended into the light. They've gone into another dimension. It's all the warriors. It's all the people that have been fighting and killing and hating that have returned. You know, we're the ones that have to deal with trying to make a peace before we blow the whole thing up. So that's why it's very, very important that we get in touch and plug into this warrior complex inside of us and make a peace with ourselves and the world and to work on it. You know, astrologically, it's so interesting because we are all warriors. All of our charts are a lot more sensitive in this, the 20th century, than they might be in the 17th or 18th century. See, back then, you were either in power or you weren't. And if you were in power, then, frankly, you had total control. And if you weren't, you just had to submit. You had nowhere to go. There was just master and slave throughout hundreds of thousands of years. In this century, we have what is called freedom in America. There are people that are sure into in the slave possibilities, but there are a lot of people out there that think they're still our masters. A lot. Billions. So wherever you go, these people are going to try to still command you and control you like they were your general or leading officer. And a lot of us allow it to happen, but it's wrong. It's totally wrong. You see, and oftentimes this century is different because if you're dealing with people that have some Leo or some Scorpio in their chart or little Aquarius or Taurus, then they are going to be a very strong personality and their warrior side is going to come out that much stronger. So astrologically, if your score in the fixed, which means if you have more Leo, more Aquarius, more Taurus, and more Scorpio, not only are you guaranteed of being a warrior in a past life, but you are also guaranteed probably being an officer, which means elite warriors. Okay? So, and you know, there was a whole generation of people born in the 40s and early 50s that have Pluto in Leo. Bingo! We're talking warlike. You know, there was a whole generation of other people that were born that have Uranus in Scorpio and Neptune in Scorpio and Uranus in Leo. These are all warlike karmic effects. You might be a Aquarius rising with a Scorpio moon, a Leo sun, and go, whoa, Farley, I plugged into this topic, man. I better do something about it before I end up in the hospital one day. Yeah, you got it. You can prevent a painful end to this life cycle by maintaining your spirit in this current cycle, I'll tell you. Now, if you notice a side to your nature that likes to battle, that enjoys to fight, emotionally, mentally, whatever, that loves the debate, and you think it's healthy for your soul, for your body, for your karma, and your growth, I hate to tell you this, but it's negative energy. And I don't care if a therapist tells you that fighting is healthy, I don't believe it. I believe in confidence, optimism, mercy, grace, peace, love, all the good things. And whenever any negative element enters into any situation at all, it frightens me. And it worries me. And that's why if I get in relationships and I notice the women I'm involved with want to fight, then I say, hey, wait a second. I've already overcome my warrior side, and you don't want to bring this part of my nature up. Because in past lives, when I was a warrior, I was quite a warrior to behold. And I didn't lose. I was a winner, I was a general, I was a leader, and I was involved in major operations where victory was the key. Now, I've come back today in this life cycle, and I'm a different kind of warrior. I'm a warrior of the spirit at this time. I'm a general of light and love, you know? And I'm not interested in hurting others or being the witness to pain and anxiety being let down. And you know what? The most humble kind of spiritual warriors are the ones with the high score in the fixed, the ones that have the Leo, the Scorpio, the Taurus, and Aquarius energy, and they've gotten a hold of it. They've been able to embrace it. Where no longer do they have to compete, where no longer do they have to win, where no longer do they have to conquer, control, dominate, or order, where they are at peace with themselves and the world. And whatever happens, happens. They're not out there to raise children, to form families, to get married, to make money. They're out there to keep it easy and simple and to reflect love and light and secure spiritual growth for themselves and the world. And that's what my purpose in life is. And it's easy and it works. And I feel wonderful about it. And if I don't have any children, maybe I can leave something more behind when I leave this planet. Maybe I can leave the legacy of the spirit, which is what this show is all about. On this very heavy week with Venus in Scorpio, trying my Venus in Cancer. A couple other comments here. Whenever we have these aspects in our chart, like if you are a person that has Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarius, or Leo in your chart, like I have four Leo planets and one Scorpio, so I have a score of 5 fixed. So my chart is strongly fixed, okay? And whenever there are transits in these signs, like right now we have Venus in Scorpio, we also have Pluto in Scorpio, the Sun and Mercury retrograde are on the way, and so is Mars. Mercury will eventually go into Scorpio, so will Mars, and so will the Sun. And whenever planets enter Scorpio, they trigger the warrior karma. And that's when you're your most irritable, you're most temperamental, or you notice that others are too. And you know what else is a warrior sign? Aries. Aries is the sign of war, okay, and the sign of conflict, and it's a cardinal. That's one of the freight train to hell signs, right? And that's why if you have Aries in your chart, or you have any of the other cardinals, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you are also more subject to emotional explosions or competition. Step two. I think the mutables are the peacemakers. The ones that are like Gemini, Pisces, Sagittarius, and also Virgo. They're the ones that would rather not fight. They're the ones that might not have as much warrior complex karma as long as their score on fixed and cardinals is not so high. So if you have more mutables in your chart, then you might not be as warring a person. It's people with heavy fixed. Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio are heavy cardinals. Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, they're the fighters. They're the competitors. They're the biters. And they're the ones that will manipulate and charm and overwhelm and overrun. So when the transits hit, when these planets hit Scorpio, Venus, and Pluto, they're squaring and opposing all of our planets in Leo, Taurus, and Aquarius. And this is where a lot of competition and ego comes out. You know, who's better? Who's better than the other guy? Who's bigger than the other guy? Now, these are all issues that are very important right now. You know, it's better to walk away and say, I love you, and leave it alone, and just stop fighting. Stop the war. Stop the war. That's what it's about. If you're a warrior, it's time to make a peace. It's time to drop a peace agreement with yourself and follow through with it. Okay? The Warrior Complex by Farley Mellers. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, an outstanding public-supported radio show. Heard here weekdays on KFOX 12 noon at 93.5 FM. Different kind of topics for a different kind of listening audience.